Could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, this season of Real Housewives of New York, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. For me, it's those couple days before my period when I just don't feel like myself. And there's also perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. The good news is we don't have to suffer through anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hashtag spiritually mid-20s plus. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, menopause symptoms like hot flashes, night sweats, poor sleep, and feeling tired all the time. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone-supporting supplement. It's become a phenomenon. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code AndysGirls at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code AndysGirls for 15% off today. You know what's the light of my life? The Clawfis, obviously, getting a chance to come into this colorful, unique space and breathe, especially after a wild holiday season. You know what else is the light of my life? The lighting fixture that my friend Tori and I picked out from Wayfair, which is such a conversation starter. It's modern, it's beautiful, the light bulbs, of course, are key. Amidst so much chaos in New York City, and of course the up and downs of housewives, I wanted my apartment to feel calm, soothing, fun, and feminine. And thanks to Wayfair, all of my dreams, minus Chris Manzo, have come true. Wayfair is super easy to use, especially for me, someone who has an idea of what I want, but oftentimes can get a little stuck in the details. Delivery was free, hassle-free. And I love that each room in my apartment feels different. From the lighting fixtures in the Clawfis versus the living room, to the way I use color in the Clawfis versus the living room. Wayfair has it all. And P.S. Hanukkah Harry, thanks to Wayfair, brought me an espresso machine. Because after this season of New York, a little extra caffeine is needed. Wayfair has everything your home needs this spring, and Wayfair has what you're looking for at any budget. There's something for every style in every home. Wayfair makes it easy to tackle your New Year's home goals with endless inspiration for every space. And it's free and easy delivery, even on the big stuff. Give your home the refresh it needs with Wayfair. Head to wayfair.com right now. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. It's Andy's Girls. It's episode 627. And so listen, man, I am going to just share a couple thoughts on Salt Lake because I just kind of felt like sitting at the mic and give them a little talky talk because I just watched the new Salt Lake City. It's also Traitors premiere night, and I'll be recording an AG classic, a new guest to the Clawfis tomorrow, where we'll get into more about all things Bravo. But I have to tell you, I am just completely overwhelmed and heartbroken over what I think all of us are watching, so many of us from afar, with the LA wildfires. It's literally unbelievable. I feel like everyone I know who lives in the LA area has been evacuated. Some people evacuated more than once. And now, just before recording, I saw there was another fire that began. And it's just unbelievable. The level of devastation, the videos that we're seeing, the just absolute, I'm like dumbstruck over the level of grief that people are experiencing, trauma, to be ripped from your home. There are so many layers to this, and it's just every single layer is like, this is devastating. So if you are in the LA area or you have a loved one in the LA area, I am just sending you so much love. It's just unbelievable. It's the thing, you know, I'm checking in with friends in LA. If you're outside the LA area, I mean, you know, listen to the experts on what to do. And I'm going to include a link in the show notes created by the Mutual Aid LA Network with information about shelters, animal centers, volunteer and donation opportunities. So listen to the experts and do your research before, you know, making a donation so we can make sure the funds go to the right place. But also, if you have friends and other loved ones in the LA area, just check in on them. Even and especially if you're feeling helpless and hopeless, I think just my two shekels is the best possible, one of the most important things that you can do in addition to all of those important things is to just make sure that people know that you are thinking of them and that you are there to help them however they need it, however you can think to help, just to check in on people, because I just think the level of fear right now and just sadness and shock, I cannot imagine what it is like to be there. Like, actually, I was talking about this with a friend who's in LA, and myself and another friend, both of us New Yorkers, and just to say, like, listen, New York City, we have our shit, but there, we have never experienced something like this before. It's as an outsider, unfathomable. So I am just sending so much love, and also joined with several creators on Instagram. We're doing a fundraiser, just kind of coming together as a collective to raise funds for the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, which is actively battling all of these fires while continuing to deliver critical services to LA's 4 million residents. They're actively seeking funds to equip Los Angeles Fire Department members battling wildfires with equipment and supplies. So if you are able, you can find the fundraiser on my Instagram at Dame Galley, as well as several other creators' IGs. Many of them have them on our like profile. What the fuck is that called? On our grid, content creator of the year on our grid and in our bio, Bravo Betch, Bravo Docket, Bravo, Bravo, Ducking Bravo, also known as BBDB, Kiki, also known as the Talk of Shame, Christian Gray Snow, just kind of coming together to help as best we can as a collective, because, you know, the Bravo community, we are thick as thieves. And so I'm just sending all of my love to everyone who is, God forbid, in harm's way right now. Hopefully, if you are able to evacuate, if, you know, just listen to the authorities. It's just honestly unbelievable. And a very devastating update from Bose, Beverly Hills housewife, who posted on Instagram some photos of her with her lovely daughter, photos of her in her house, and shared with everyone on IG today that her house was one of the thousands that very, very sadly burned down. And her Instagram post, I just wanted to share because it was devastating to read. I cannot imagine. I just cannot imagine for every single person who has lost their foundation. It's honestly, it's just unbelievable. So Bo said in the caption for her post on Instagram, said, "This is the house I wanted, the house I prayed for, The house I worked in blood, sweat, and tears for. The house that I put a keypad instead of a keyhole in the front door because I wanted all of my family and friends to have a code and use the house whenever they wanted. This is the house where I found peace after battling with racist neighbors and a community that made me have to buy it in a trust within a trust so no one would know that a widowed, single Black woman with a teenager was buying on the exclusively held beach. This was my F you, I'm here house. The house that I built a movie room dedicated to my sister so she could see her films in her own sanctuary. This is the house where I finally felt like I could choose to spend time when I wanted to and how I wanted to. It is gone. This is an unimaginable loss. I grieve with the rest of Los Angeles as it burns. And even though I found even words to write here, there's nothing that I could say in this moment to describe this feeling. I ask for your prayer for her daughter and I. Oh boy, saw that and just all the videos and photos that we're seeing and the fact that it's the lack of containment is just unbelievable. It's just so overwhelmingly sad, just genuinely so overwhelmingly sad. And so I am sending so much love to anyone who's been impacted. Would encourage if you are able to support the many, many organizations that are on the ground right now, whichever one you find most meaningful, wherever you want that support to go, because there are so many organizations on the ground fighting to support people in critical need, people, their animals, their pets. It's truly unbelievable. So I just wanted to say that and say that at the top of the episode. And again, if you would like to support that fundraiser for the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation, you can find it on my Instagram. Okay. So listen, recording another episode tomorrow talking about Salt Lake. But before, because my guest has a special focus and a passion on Salt Lake, which you know I love because I could talk about it forever. But I just now did watch the newest episode, and there were moments where I had to press pause to laugh because I was like, this is the energy I need right now. Like when I thought to myself, like, what feels like the absolute most escapist form of Housewives to watch? Salt Lake City came in as number one because I could rage spiral over New York. You know you're going to get one of those episodes coming. Obviously, there's stuff to unpack in Beverly Hills, which is more of a like curiosity kind of factor. But with Salt Lake, it's just fucking nuts. It's so nuts. And unfortunately, my DVR cut off before I could see like the full sort of teaser trailer for the finale. But what I saw was wild. And the irony of recording the most recent episode of AG Until Now, where obviously Brittany was a hot topic as she has been on so many episodes before. But I remember the conversation, including like how much the cast adores Brittany, which I was, you know, really intrigued by. And to watch this episode where at one point it's just a wall of screaming directly at her, that was wild. So I felt the need to record as soon as I watched the episode. But prior to hopping in the Clawfest, I did also watch the after show. And I don't know what's going on with these goddamn after shows, but like lately, the after show energy has been honestly kind of must watch because they just throw in information that we would not have heard about because it hasn't. Maybe it's because, you know, this episode only just aired, so maybe cast members aren't going to like spill tea relating to the secret recording until we've actually seen that content. But that's the great thing about the after show is they're like, okay, I can free to be you and me. Like I'm ready to kind of mention it all. And that's on Bravo's YouTube. So I couldn't more recommend watching those for Beverly Hills and for Salt Lake. But there were a couple things to unpack, just a couple. So are we all on the same page? We're on. Is it a question? Is it a statement? Who's to say? We're all on the same page that Britney meant to record that video, right? Like, I love the fact that she was at points going back and forth over her intent. Wasn't even to record a video. It was a photo. She didn't realize there was a video, or she wanted to give a peace sign to her daughter for getting a good grade on a school test. The including her daughter in this, I thought was an interesting choice by Britney. But then I started thinking, like, maybe she did intend, well, this would be an insane thing to do, but maybe she did intend to send something to her daughter. But I absolutely don't think it was just a photo, but in video form, of her giving the peace sign. It is possible, because this was mentioned on the after show, Heather said that she saw Britney gesticulating as an LOL to the video. Like, she was, I don't know if it was in a point that we, I don't think we saw it in the like edited episode, but that I guess she was kind of like gesticulating like, oh my God, can you even believe what's surrounding me? I'm so confused as to why she took the video and why she thought that was a smart thing to do. But I just don't think that Britney thinks. Like, I think sometimes she just does things according to whatever her immediate need or interest is, and doesn't do anything else. Obviously doesn't do anything else but that, but doesn't think of any possible consequences. She's now claiming on the after show, and actually the thing that was fascinating was, like, nobody believed her, but Heather actually did. She's claiming on the after show that she hadn't seen any Housewives before joining the show and filming the show, and as a result, didn't know the reality Von Teese of it all, or any context as to why this specific cast would be especially upset about a cast member recording them to possibly use for nefarious reasons or for something else, maybe to embarrass them, maybe to use as blackmail or whatever. Now, when I first saw this go down, I absolutely laughed because it was done so poorly. Number one, like, I don't think Britney thought she was going to get caught. I also, but again, she's not thinking. I was wondering if she did it as a way to help production. Like, does this person, but again, she wouldn't know about the Ireland van trip, like, from Orange County, that there, but there have been multiple times where maybe it's an off hour and a producer has picked up an iPhone. Obviously a different situation if it's a producer, but there have been moments where cast members not even have picked up something to record, not necessarily secretly, but because they know that there is something going down and they're capturing it, but they're not necessarily hiding that they're filming this thing. They're just recording it to capture the moment because it's likely that it's going to be discussed at some point at a future recording. So I initially first thought, like, maybe Britney isn't aware that there is a camera or cameras on this van. And, like, genuinely, like, is she trying to get a different angle? That I thought was a possibility. But then in watching the after show, in watching cast members talk about the fact that they, first off, they didn't even mention that possibility, but that everybody is seemingly on the same page that she intended to capture the fight in place. Like, that's the thing that's sort of indefensible. Even though Britney, to this point, like, I assume to current times, is still arguing that she didn't intend to capture what happened. But if you were sending your daughter a backwards video of, because you're obviously trying to capture the audio, none of it makes sense, where it's like focusing on the back of a seat, but you're saying you forgot how to turn the camera in your phone, which still doesn't make sense. Why would you choose the exact moment where people are screaming in which to send a celebratory picture to video? Like, literally, why would you choose that moment when you have people screaming all around you? That to me feels like a wild and chaotic decision. But of course, that doesn't make sense because I don't think that was her intention. I think her intention, if it wasn't to help production, which is entirely possible, I just initially was like, could that be the thing? Her intention, I think, was to make it into some sort of joke. I don't think it was to film people so that you could use it later on. I think it was to film it potentially, as Heather said, because she was taking in the chaos. But the issue here, aside from like actually recording, is she was trying to hide the fact that she was doing it. That is completely fucked. And I think the cast members repeatedly discussed on the episode, on the after show, the question of like invasion of privacy, which I'm kind of putting to the side. I think it's an obvious invasion of trust. Like, this is something that was discussed, I think, on a recent AG, because sometimes there's the conversation around, you know, how is there an expectation of trust about certain things not being filmed when you're in production for a show because you've signed up to film for reality TV. But that doesn't take into account moments in which cameras are down. The fact that, you know, a la, obviously, one of my favorite moments, apologies to Meredith, but the Lisa, you know, monologue, she fucked half of New York, she can go fuck herself. Oh, my God. Break that into like 15 different haikus and put that on the office wall. My goodness. I think with... in that circumstance, Lisa, I think, absolutely had no idea that she was being recorded. And God only knows there are different theories about maybe there was a boom outside the bathroom. Maybe the producer was secretly mic'd. Whatever happened that captured that truly historic moment in great American history, I think that the fact that this is coming from a cast member after this specific cast has experienced Jen Shah in all of her many complicated, absolutely terrifying ways, and Reality Von Teese and Monica, where they found out this person who this person had been a part of or the great mind behind an Instagram account that they felt like was targeting them, making fun of them, and then now pretending to be just kind of sort of a normal new addition to the cast, that for someone else on Salt Lake to try to get away with something against the rest of the cast is an enormous breach of trust. So I 100% understood their upset, although certainly the level of it was a little bit tough. Meredith, straight out of a Tennessee Williams play, doing her true best, like, at this point, almost Southern drawl of how Britney's Secret recording reinstates and reaffirms every feeling she has had about Britney to this point, and then saying, I am so disgusted. I had her in my home, followed immediately by Mary saying, get her, Meredith, was a moment. That was just honestly a moment. I know that Meredith was absolutely beyond upset to realize that that Britney had been secretly recording them, but also the way she ran with it. Meredith is someone you need and want in a relay race, because when you pass her that baton, she is going to fucking cartwheel over the finish line and always get first place. The woman was ready to say, you did this one thing. Well, there are 17 other ideas and suspicions that I have about you, and I am ready to drill you to death. Like, she was ready to throw the fuck down. It didn't matter what Britney did, but the fact that it was secretly recording triggered something in Meredith. I know that they were screaming when Britney used the phrase trigger, but like, It just kind of gave Meredith permission to fully marks, and it was wild to see. Also, there was a point where I think it was Heather was like, just don't secretly record. This is still in the van. Don't secretly record. Say you won't do that. And finally, Brittany goes like, done. Like, you're telling me to do something. I will do it. And then Heather continues on. We shouldn't have to tell you. Like, I'm telling you, don't do this thing. Agree with me that you're not going to do this thing. Person agrees. Well, we shouldn't even have to have this conversation to begin with, which she's not wrong, by the way. She's really not wrong. And, you know, the fascinating thing about watching the after show is the end of part two of the after show is Meredith being like, I don't have any bad feelings toward her. Like, I think she, what did she say? It was something along the lines of like, I don't think she had bad intentions. And Meredith was filming the after show with Heather, who said, you can still cause damage even if you're not being malicious, which I think is entirely appropriate. It's the conversation around intent versus impact. Like, intent matters. So does impact. Last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America. Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers. But it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns hopes to grow your money into more of your money. Especially helpful for me because living in New York City, I swear you walk outside and somehow you've spent $100 before walking a single solitary block. In New York City, of course, we always say everything is at your fingertips. But with all of these delivery services, especially if I'm recording in the middle of a peacock binge, shout out the traders, those delivery fees really, truly add up. Acorns can help you fight back. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. I spend a lot of time on the pod talking about emotional intelligence. Financial intelligence is equally important. Head to acorns.com/andyscrolls or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/andyscrolls. I have a couple of resolutions for 2025. Catching up on New York and Potomac. Continuing to love Dorit. And sure, we've all heard New Year, New You a bajillion times. But why stick to just one version of yourself? Pair Eyewear has tons of shapes and styles to match any new vibe or hyperfixation, so you can keep trying new things and switching up your look anytime you want. Perfect for the clofus. Base frames start at just $60, including your prescription. Plus, you get 15% off by using code AndysGirls at PairEyewear.com. I went with Otis and Crystal Clear, which is one of my faves. I am a glasses girly. I wear glasses 24/7, and I love something that will work with the variety of colors and styles of dresses and jackets that I have in the clofus. And with Crystal Clear as my base, there are so many fabulous top frames to pair. I'm a big fan of sparkle and sequins, so of course the silver sparkle in the sparkle collection, something I'm immediately obsessed with. With Pair Eyewear, you get to choose so many different creative, unique styles for these top frames that you snap right on top of your base eyewear. Pair Eyewear is budget-friendly without compromising on style or quality. Show off new sides of yourself this year. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code AndysGirls for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that Andy's Girls sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's Pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com, using code AndysGirls. I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone. But with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults age 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider. And if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meetrejoin.com. Also, on the after show, Bronwyn said that she caught Brittany recording her at a different point. I think she said when they were on the golf carts. I don't think it was ATVs. I think she said at some point on this trip on the golf cart, she saw Brittany sort of recording, I guess selfie style. She figured out how to use the phone, figured out with the direction of the camera. Look at that. She saw Brittany sort of holding the camera in her direction. And then maybe Brittany noticed that Bronwyn had noticed and said like, oh, this isn't, I'm just recording myself to send to someone. I'm not recording you. Bronwyn is saying that she then saw Brittany. This actually feels insane that I'm like getting into the minutia of someone sending a selfie video, but that's where we are in Salt Lake, okay? In Puerto Vallarta. That's just simply where we are. That Bronwyn then saw her send said video and she said that she was still in it. So I don't know that Brittany quite understands how to let the mouse go quite yet. And also, I guess at a later point, following the van of it all, Brittany said to Heather that she just wanted to like get the rules of recording, which is sort of a wild statement to say. I think the rules of recording are don't try to secretly record your castmates, period. I don't know that it's like the New Testament of recording and production, Michigas. I don't think that there is a quote unquote production Bible that maybe Brittany is looking for. Maybe she just genuinely doesn't understand the rules around all of this. Although I don't know that I entirely believe that. And she also claims that she hasn't seen the show. Heather believes her because she says that in the environment that they live in and the climate as it is, that it's so frowned upon in the Mormon community, Mormon culture, it's so frowned upon to watch the kinds of shows that they consider housewives to be. Like Heather's explaining, you know, we weren't allowed to watch rated R movies, including as adults, because it was seen as sort of like unclean, that a show like Housewives would fall into that camp. So as a result, Heather felt like it actually would make sense that Brittany hadn't seen Housewives before joining Housewives. So she would be missing some of the context with Reality Von Teese. But then I think this lady has Google. You may not have seen full seasons of the show, but I don't know that I would believe you would walk into this situation having no idea who these people are. And then, yes, some of the response from the cast and the after show. This is truly like, here's what happened on the show. And then here's the after show that's kind of pulling some of that back. That somebody on the after show said that they watched her watch the show on a plane and that she had pictures of the cast in confessional outfits from previous seasons on her phone, maybe as inspiration. I don't even know what. So that gets into the whole like maybe she technically hasn't seen any episodes or episodes in their entirety, but I would be shocked if she hadn't seen mega clips. Obviously, if we're believing the person who's like seen her camera roll, because at that point she was just throwing her phone at people essentially and being like, look through my camera roll so you can see that I haven't taken other secret videos unless it's deleted and then deleted after it was deleted. The number of times that someone said deleted the deleted was driving me slightly nuts, but also like in the best possible way. I was just riding the wave that was this episode that has been this season so far. I think with Brittany, the idea that she's walking into this blind, I'm taking into account what Heather is saying. Heather is giving her a lot of grace here. I don't know that I fully believe that kind of argument. I do think Brittany is full of shit at points. It's one of the things that like makes her so fascinating to watch. But then I was watching the episode and I just started to think to myself, self, how are we? And how do we feel about how the cast feels about Britney at this point. Like, is the cast in any way curious about her life? Because even the reaction to her big reveal, Jared and I be fucking, the cast reaction was, I think initially, or the way it was discussed in the after show, was like, we don't need to hear that. Bronwyn said something along the lines of, everything I've heard about Britney and Jared has been against my will. And sure, that's one person in the cast, but there are others who I think genuinely do not want to hear about her relationship and do not care about her life. And her reveal in that moment, there was a little bit of a pause there, and I was like, what the fuck? It felt like such a strange piece of information to introduce that maybe was intended to deflect from some of the anger that Britney had received because of, you know, secretly recording the cast and then lying about it repeatedly and pretending it was something that it was not. I was honestly kind of amazed at the cast response. Heather obviously was very connected to this and was like sharing with the class, essentially, certainly cast members who maybe were not directly involved in the Mormon community, and certainly the audience, with the ways that that reveal actually is a huge moment, the ways that a woman's, I mean, sexuality is something one should not seemingly experience or feel, the introduction of slut shaming is a huge element of, like, people could look at Britney differently, specifically because she's acknowledging that as a, you know, grown adult, that she is having a physical relationship with her boyfriend. You know, I think a lot of people at the table, the way Bronwyn was talking about it at the time and how she was treated after becoming pregnant, the fact that there was no celebration, she was expected to hide the pregnancy, she was encouraged to give her child up for adoption, her reckoning with a lot of the trauma from that and understanding that, like, her role as a parent has been, for Bronwyn, like, the biggest gift, and struggling with the fact that it was treated as the exact opposite by people who should have absolutely been in her corner. Obviously, Heather is getting incredibly emotional in the moment. Whitney's talking about the fact that she was seemingly excommunicated from the church because of her then affair with Justin, who, as we all know, she later married. It's interesting noting that Lisa is still involved in the church in whatever way she has her relationship and role. And so does Britney, obviously. So this moment that initially for me was like almost a weird, awkward kind of reveal, then I think became incredibly impactful because it was received by people who have been traumatized after leaving or being thrown out of their communities, who understand that, yeah, this could actually have this, certainly would have huge potential ramifications because she's, quote unquote, admitting to this thing that's seen as less than pure. And it's just an incredibly sort of frustrating, upsetting thing to think about, that this woman who has two kids, married twice, is a grown fucking adult, and has to be worried about people in her life and her community not accepting her because she's having sex with her partner, boyfriend, fuck buddy, however he's identifying her on any given day. It's bewildering to me to hear that, but it's absolutely realistic. It's according to the cast members who are translating it for their fellow cast, but also absolutely, as I said, for us, this is a thing that still happens. And it's just genuinely wild. The fascinating thing is that Bronwyn was really sort of connected to it, or at least seemed like she was in the moment, and then again went on the after show and said, I think she was deflecting. I'm sorry if I get in trouble for saying this, is like literally what she said. And literally, but you know, spiritually, literally. And she said she thought that she was deflecting and that it didn't feel organic or authentic at that point as to why she was sharing that specifically with the rest of the cast, which I did think was an interesting thing to say. I thought it was a big fucking swing on Bronwyn's part to say that out loud, but my God, Bronwyn took some big swings this episode. If there is sort of a number one person that I'm curious about when I'm recording AG and just watching Salt Lake on Salt Lake, I guess the number one for me, you guys would be a better judge of it, of like what the fuck comes to my mind when I'm recording, especially, you know, solo deep dives. I think I'm most fascinated by Brittany because it's just, she's just, she honestly kind of like doesn't fit, which is sort of a gift to us, that she just feels so especially kind of like worky on the show in real time on social that it's, you can't look away. But then the number two for me is Bronwyn, because I cannot figure her out. And I absolutely love even Bronwyn on the show. I think she's, maybe not love, strongly like and admire Bronwyn on the show. I admire casting for casting her on the show. I admire all of us for the level of quality we have received from this season of Salt Lake. And obviously Bronwyn is like in the middle of a lot of mess. But the thing with Bronwyn is there has to be a level of manipulation in some of her behaviors. Like this week on this new episode, why was she telling Lisa that there was shit talking happening? I just kind of thought to myself, when this gets back to the cast, which was a pretty quick turnaround, how could you ever trust her again? And also, it wasn't just that there was like a sister circle of shit talking. Bronwyn was leading the conversation. Bronwyn was like introducing, I can't trust Lisa, or I'm upset at Lisa, and here's why. And then she looked at Angie K and who else was there? Whitney, Heather, for their reactions to what she was saying. And it was like she was the thesis, they were the anecdote. It's like watching, I don't know why this comes to mind, it's sort of like watching Infinite Jest play out. I don't know. It's, here's the actual book, but then there are all of these footnotes. And it feels like when Bronwyn is writing, the rest of the cast is sort of relegated to another section of the book. But who's the fucking author at the end of the day? Is it not Bronwyn herself? It felt like she was the one looking for some sort of feedback or response. And then for her to tiptoe back to Lisa and be like, listen, I feel so bad. We were all talking shit, but less about me, more about everybody else. And I am being the good friend to like express my guilt and shame about participating in this thing. And I'm being a good friend for bringing it to you. I don't understand why Bronwyn felt the need to bring her kind of version of events to Lisa, except that she wanted to reconnect with Lisa, which I find inexplicable at this point. If you're saying over and over again that this person isn't supporting you, I don't know that your version of supporting Lisa is going to get you the reaction that you're looking for. You might not ever get it. So why are we trying to force through even like an alliance with Lisa? I don't think it's going to happen. It's absolutely not going to happen in the way that you want and believe that you deserve. So why are you introducing ways for other cast members to get shit on? Like, if I was Angie K, I would absolutely be upset. And then Bronwyn's reaction to it of saying essentially, why are these people now attacking me? This has nothing to do with them, I thought was super disingenuous. It has everything to do with them. What was the reason that you were bringing this information to Lisa? And what did you think her reaction would be? Did you think she was going to pat you on the head and say, like, thanks for being a good friend and end it there? No, you know she's going to blow the fuck up. You know that she's going to come after these people. Maybe Bronwyn was thinking 10 steps ahead and like thinking, well, she will eventually hear about this thing and it's not going to look great for me. So I should maybe, you know, temper some of the stuff that I've said and kind of reintroduce it and package it in a way where I look the best coming out of this. But I don't know, but it said so much about Bronwyn in that moment that makes her to me a great housewife, because I'm just seeing a level of hypocrisy and some level of manipulation at that point, which is to me really interesting. But she's someone I just constantly in my mind, I cannot make heads or tails of her. I really can't. It feels like she's a hard person to kind of pin down. I guess kind of the irony here is that when she was sharing vulnerability about not feeling fully seen, the irony to me in understanding that, completely understand it, I think that's something a lot of people can connect with, absolutely myself included. But the irony then that, like, you're behaving in a way that would make people certainly trust you less. And I would think the dot, dot, dot is, and also be less interested in understanding you and maybe supporting you and maybe being your friend if they feel like you have, word of the day, nefarious intent in moments in which, you know, they think that there's some level of trust, just in terms of, like, you're asking me a question about Lisa, you're being critical, I'm going to give you a response. That I think in that moment, Angie, Heather, who was the other one? Whitney, thought that they were supporting Bronwyn, which is what she was looking for, I think, right? Versus the way she repackaged it for Lisa. It was, I don't know why. I think you can like kind of hear it in my voice, or at least I'm hearing it. I don't know why I was kind of perplexed by that, but I really was. And she's just somebody where I'm like, I don't know how I feel about you yet, because I don't know who you are. And I think the way that she presents herself is that she's like keeping it real and has good intentions and is obviously a human person. But her actual actions, as we're seeing them, I think are much more complicated and not overwhelmingly positive, which again is great. But it's kind of one of these things where you have cast members on the show who do at points appear to be caricatures. And then sometimes there's the introduction of other people where they feel maybe there's a little bit more balance. I think Bronwyn is just her own unique character on this show, fighting to figure it all out, but someone whose hands are not clean. Her hands are not fully clean in this. Like, she can say stuff about Lisa that I think is true, that God only knows Lisa's going to get super fucking upset over, but I don't think that Bronwyn is as on the up and up as the ways that she wants us to believe that she is. And again, makes her a great housewife. Everybody's complicated. But I for whatever reason, that really, really stood out to me. Really, really genuinely did. Also, I got a couple DMs from people after whatever episode, recent episode of AG, whichever episode it was, where we talked about, like, the rumors that there had been something edited out of the show. I referenced a Page Six article that came out at whatever point during production or whenever, that there had been some sort of super no bueno kind of insult that Mary had lobbed Lisa's way that involved using a derogatory word slur to talk about one of Lisa's sons. And so I had read that in Page Six and was like, I don't know if this is true, if it connects with some sort of editing, whatever. And I heard from a couple people who were like, you're missing part of the story, which is that allegedly, if this happened, we have no idea, but allegedly Mary was reacting to Lisa saying something about Robert Jr. and that Mary was like, obviously incredibly really fucking pissed, and then responded as she did. It doesn't make Mary's response okay, but I do think it's important context. Now, the specifics that were sent to me were like, and I don't even know, I don't know where this came from, whatever. the specifics was that Lisa allegedly called Robert Jr., Mary's son, a junkie, and then Mary responded, used the slur that she did, and obviously whatever happened was cut out of the show. It is interesting, because then I Googled the Page Six article. I was like, how do I fucking forget that? That's a big deal. And the Page Six article didn't include it. It only focused on what Mary said and, you know, sources, whatever, which doesn't mean the people messaging me are wrong. I think it means whoever gave Page Six that information very specifically only wanted a certain segment of the story shared. So it really leaves me feeling like I am absolutely assume in no way this is going to be discussed during the reunion. I really genuinely assume it, especially if it involves like two cast members stepping over lines. Also, how would Lisa even have that information to use against Mary and obviously against Robert Jr. in such a shitty way? That's a question, but I do think, you know, it's not really normalized changing your mind based on new information. I think it's just like context matters. And I was surprised because I really thought to myself, like, that would be something that would be important for me to know about in sharing this. So then I look at the Page Six and I'm like, oh, it's not even fucking there. Of course I didn't mention it. I couldn't mention it. I could only mention it all from what the actual article said. Article feels generous. What the actual, you know, piece said. And it wasn't included. So think whatever you'd like to think about that information. But I did want to share it. Not to share it because it's like really unfortunate gossip, and it also involves the children of housewives, which makes me incredibly uncomfortable. But I do think it's important because while neither housewife was in any way okay in what they said, it would be shitty to just be like, Mary said this thing out of context with no understanding that her son was also involved in this, and then just keep it moving. So I'm thankful to AGs for sharing that with me. Also, you know, I just want to circle back for 1 second. You know that Jared is thrilled about all of this. That's the thing that's so fascinating to me. Like, oh God, the ways that women are slut shamed and criticized. And this man is such a goddamn fame whore. And you know, he is loving this. And the irony of his name and that having such prominence in the community as an Osment. Meanwhile, this man, I think, would fuck a camera if he could. Like, we're getting into like a weird American Pie situation with Jared. He's just, God help us if he somehow appears backstage when Britney herself is getting ready. You know, he tried to paperless post himself an invitation to film. He might be there. I don't know. If the husbands are there, God help us if he counts as a newly elected boyfriend of Britney. I don't want to see him at all. But also, it is that train wreck. It's just Britney's choices in life, on camera, off camera, when she herself is using an iPhone as a camera, are confounding. But you just can't look away, or at least I myself can't look away. And the finale, what I saw, the 60% that I saw of the trailer for next week, looks great. So listen, it's Traitors Night. Oddly enough, just looking at my phone, it is in fact 9:01, which means the first three episodes have dropped. So I'm going to go watch the Traitors. Shout out to me not getting screeners so that I can record it, taking it personally early next week, and we can deep dive all things Traitors Are Us. So I'm off to watch that and catch up on New York and also half of Beverly Hills that I haven't finished. And want to thank all of you for listening to this episode. And again, joining with millions of people watching from afar and just reacting with a lot of shock and grief as to what is happening with these LA wildfires. And again, some resources are in the show notes for this episode.
And also, if you would like to participate in that fundraiser, if you are able, you can via my Instagram at Dame Galley and the IGs of several housewives. And there are housewives who've donated in it and shared information, which has been incredible. At this point in recording, it's been up for about 24 hours, and the Bravo community has raised over $12,000 to support the Los Angeles Fire Department's foundation. So thanks to all of you for your support. It is incredible what we can do when we come together. And again, I'm thinking about everyone affected and impacted by what is happening in LA. There's no other way to end the episode than that. Thinking of you, sending you love. And thanks for listening to this episode. And I will most certainly chat with you soon. Bye-bye.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.